This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, this is John here from Freedom's Disciple podcast, the only show on the Blaze where you come for the accent, but you stay for the principles and the love and defense of American exceptionalism. You're about to listen to a short clip from last weekend's show, and I'd encourage you to share it with your family and your friends. Also, please consider subscribing to our show. Search for Freedom's Disciple on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music, where a new show is released for free every Saturday at noon Eastern.
Thank you so much for sticking with me, America. I hope you're enjoying today's show. I don't know if it comes across, but I'm kind of amped up. I'm amped up, and I'm really enjoying this show. And I hope you are too. And if you do enjoy the show, I'd really appreciate it. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music under Freedom's Disciple. Please consider sharing it with your friends. We've got a lot of exciting shows lined up. I really appreciate any support you can give. And if you're on iTunes and you listen on iTunes, please consider giving us a review or a rating. And be truthful. That's all I ever ask. I don't ask you to give me a great rating or a bad rating. Be truthful. So I left the last segment about talking about my thinking. So one of Tommy's tweets, and again, I don't want to make this about her, but I'm seeing this as a noticeable trend on both left and right. When she, in one of her tweets, she said about my thinking. Now, what she was portraying was my thinking, and I'm an independent thinker. And I'm seeing this trend grow where people say, well, this is my truth. My truth. My truth. As if that is some justification for sharing their truth. So I got to be brutally honest with you. If you want to be a conservative, traditionally, I'm not going to say in 2017 because times are changing. Heck, in 2017, people consider John McCain conservative, which is... It's so laughable. People think John Boehner's conservative. If John Boehner and John McCain are conservative, I don't know what I am. I am like, whoa, way, the furthest thing from a conservative you can imagine. So maybe this is passes as conservative thought in 2017. That, hey, I'm sharing my thinking, my truth. And this passes for conservatism in 2017. Maybe. But I want to address traditional conservative principles. Because here's the thing. Traditional conservative principles are not about my thinking or my truth. And that is anybody. This is not about John's thinking and John's truth. Traditional conservative principles are not about that. They're not about Glenn Beck's thinking and Glenn Beck's truth. They're not about Tommy Lahren's thinking and Tommy Lahren's truth. And I hate to burst your all bubbles, but it ain't about any of your thinking and your truth. Traditional conservative principles are about eternal truths. Traditional conservative principles are about principles that are tried, tested, and true because they are morally and spiritually right. When you have my thinking can change. Let me give you an example, and I'm not going to talk about anyone else. I'm going to talk about me. So I wasn't always the person I was, and I think I've said this sometimes on the air, and if you haven't heard it, then you're in for a bit of a shock. But for, I would say, about 2 years, I defended George Bush and the Patriot Act. 2 years, maybe it was three. I stopped around 2007. That's when I had my big eye opening. I was a conservative, I thought. But I defended it because, it was a bad time to live in. And I don't want to make this about the Fourth Amendment and spying, but I wasn't as thought out as I was now. But I defended it. Well, I could have just went on those times, and I could defend my line of thought then. Well, that was just my line of thinking. It was consistent to me. It was consistent in my mind. I'm a conservative. No. You might have been a conservative, but you weren't holding conservative views on the Fourth Amendment. You weren't holding conservative views when you didn't listen to what Ben Franklin said about security and liberty. That wasn't my thinking, because I can't defend it just as my thinking. It was wrong. And I've apologized for that. And I'm doing my best to make amends for it. But hiding behind my thinking and my truth doesn't mean anything. Conservatism is about eternal truths. Since we're talking about the Fourth Amendment, you have a right not to be spied upon. You have a right to be secure in your persons and your papers. That is an eternal truth, regardless of who you are. That, my thinking and my truth, doesn't mean anything. Because I want to link this into something else. And I don't know who it is saying this, but there are people out there who's saying, well, Tommy's the future face of conservatism, and she's going to redefine conservatism. You can't redefine conservatism. No face can redefine conservatism. Not Tommy Lahren, not Glenn Beck, not Mark Levin, not Rush Limbaugh. No one can. If you can redefine conservatism, then you are no better than the left. And let me explain why. If you can redefine something and redesign it and rebuild it, and re-promote it as something else, then you're living under man's law. And that is what the left does. Well, our principles can change, you know. It's you know, we might be for traditional marriage in 2008, but in, what was it, 2011, 2012? Well, guess what? I had an epiphany. I'm now for gay marriage. That is man's law. It changes with the tide. If you can redefine conservative principles, and this is not against Tommy, by the way, this is against anyone. If you think you can redefine traditional conservative principles, I'm sorry, you're sorely mistaken. And if you can, you are no better than the left. You both believe in man's law. You just happen to promote different values and principles. Traditional conservative principles are eternal ones. Traditional conservative principles are in line with your founder's view. Nature's law, nature's God, a right to life, liberty, and property, or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, whichever version you prefer. The First Amendment, the right to free speech, the right to freedom of religion, the right to freedom of association, a free press, and the right to petition your government. The Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. The Fourth Amendment, the right to be secure in your persons and your papers. Do you want me to continue on the amendments? But I think you see the point. These are principles that are tried, tested, and true, and all come together to form a version of American exceptionalism. Why you are different from every other nation in the world. You can't redefine them. Either a principle is tried, tested, and true, and worked in at the time of Christ, was true at the time of Christ, was true at the time of 1776, was true in 1791, was true in 1860, was true in 1920, 1945, 1980, and 2017. Or you believe in man's law, which is a set of principles that, well, at the time of Christ, we have these set of principles. And at 1776, when America formed its principles, well, it had the Bill of Rights and, or didn't, sorry, apologies, it had the Declaration of Independence. And then in 1791, well, you know, our truth and my thinking is, well, we have the Bill of Rights. And in 1860, you know, we had the amendments to the Constitution at post-Civil War. 1865, sorry, 1860 was the start. Or 1980, we have a set of principles, you know, how to deal with détente. And then Reagan gets elected in 81, and we have a new version and a rejection of détente. And in 2017, well, we have these set of principles. If you want to go down that road, I'm not saying you're wrong. I am not saying you're wrong. If you want to believe that, that you have a set of principles for a certain time and that they can change, then just understand you're on the same platform as the left. You believe in man's law. You believe in the power of man. You believe that depending on the time is what we believe in. I don't. I believe, if you want to call them conservative principles, libertarian principles, right principles, whatever label you want to give them, conservatarian principles, you can pick any label you want. I believe principles are eternal. I believe in a set of principles. It's a code. Scriptures. The Bill of Rights. The Declaration of Independence. The Constitution. I believe in a set of principles and values that are eternal. And nobody can change them. I can't change them. You can't change them. Tommy can't change them. Glenn Beck can't change them. No one can change them. Because they're tried, tested, and true. We need to make this case to everyone. And it's, I know it's going to be popular to make the case to the left. But in many ways, I think we need to make the case to the right before we make it to the left and get some consensus on it. Because there are major differences of opinions on the right. And I, by the way, I'm not asking for everyone to have the exact same opinion. You can have difference of opinion on the right. It's healthy. We're not a collective. We're an group of individuals. But I think there has to be some consistency on values and principles on whether you believe in eternal principles or man's law. Because if the right becomes about man's law, I'm not on the right. I don't know where I am, by the way. Because I look at the political landscape in America, in Ireland, in Europe, I'm kind of going, I don't belong anywhere. I got to be honest. I'm sure some of you are feeling the same. If you're listening to me, you have to have some inclination of feeling the same. I don't belong anywhere. I'm not a conservative because I see people being conservative. I'm not a libertarian, even though I share many of their views. But in the top 100 list of my concerns about the world, drugs legalization is not one of them, or marijuana legalization. So, and that's the image that gets portrayed about them. I don't know where I belong, but I will promote principles. And I think this is what we need to do. We must be that generation that puts our flag in the ground and says, no more. We are going to make the argument. With that being said, how we respond is critical. And I want to get to that right after this quick break. Don't go anywhere. I've got still a few things I want you to hear. I'll be right back, America.
Thank you so much for listening to this short clip from the Freedom's Disciple podcast from last Saturday. I hope you enjoyed the content. Please subscribe for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music by searching Freedom's Disciple, where new content is released every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern. God bless.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on demand.
The Blaze Radio Network.